Menachos Perek Ches Mishnah Vav 8:6. Now the Mishnah turns to the topic of the sourcing of the wine for the Nesachim the Beis Hamikdash. The question is, from where do they come? The grapes that produce that wine. Says the Mishnah, Umenayin hayu mevi'in es hayayin. From where did they bring the wine? Where were the vineyards? Krusayim vatulayim alfalayin. The primo place, the ideal place, would be to source the wine from grapes in Krusayim and Tulayim. And Shnilahen, and the second best, which is also still Lacharchila, was Beis Rima, Uveis Lavan Bahar, Ukfar Signa Bavika. These three places, Beis Rima is a strange name, the Rambam had different girsa. Beis Lavan Bahar, that means the mountain Beis Lavan, as well as some other Beis Lavan in the highlands, and Kfar Signa Bavika, this place Kfar Signa specifically in the lowlands. Those were the places. Kol Haratzos Hayuksheros, the truth is, it could come from anywhere. Ele Mekan Hayomevin, the fact of the matter is, this is where they did get them from, because these were the ideal places for the wine. Says Mishnah further, Ein mevi'in lo mebeis hazavalim v'lo mebeis hashlachin v'lo mema shenizra b'nehem. Similar to the previous Mishnahs we had about the oil and the flour, we're saying we shouldn't source the grapes from vineyards that required fertilization. That's, you know, zvalim, because I should say, like, you know, fertilizer, because the idea is, again, perhaps it won't be fertilized properly and therefore won't produce ideally. Better to get a place that doesn't even need in the first place. Second of all, beis hashlachin, that means irrigated areas. They needed to have like artificial watering brought there as opposed to just rainwater. Same kind of idea. Could have gone wrong, not ideal. And finally, it shouldn't be that you have other plants growing in the vicinity of these vines, because again, those plants would detract from the nutrients of the vines. Obviously, we're not talking about a situation of kilayim, a kilay hakerem, but further than that, but still, we're concerned that not all the nutrients in the field would be available for the vines, so therefore it's not ideal. Vim hevi, but if you did bring wine that came from grapes in any of those scenarios, kosher, but yeah, but it's certainly kosher. Similarly, Ein mevi'in el yostan, you shouldn't bring the wine from grapes that were put in the sunshine, specifically artificially, to sweeten. Vim hevi kosher, but if you did, it's okay. The idea is that these wines were like not very strong and therefore not ideal. Ein mevi'in yashan, divrei Rebbe, v'cham machshirin. As far as old wine goes, meaning wine more than 12 months old, so Rebbe says you shouldn't bring them l'charchila, not ideal. Chacham say yes, it's totally kosher l'charchila. Obviously, if the wine gets too old, like into its third and fourth year, it's too old and it's less than ideal and it can go spoiled, but it's l'charchila if it's anything older than 40 days and even into its second year. In mevi'in lo matok, lo mu'ushan, lo mu'ushal. One shouldn't bring wine that was sweet, come from sweet grapes. This is sweeter than Eliason. Again, the idea is that Eliason, I should say, because those sweet grapes produce not ideal wine, sweet wine, which is not good, it's too weak. And similarly, even though some people like to vary it up and smoke their wine for giving it some kind of flavor, or cook their wine, like mulled wine, for give it flavor, perhaps, those essentially it's considered to be a blemish, a pagam in the wine, therefore wine that either was from sweet grapes or boiled or smoked wine is not kosher. Vim hevi pasul, says the Mishnah, it's pasul even b'dieved. Ein mevi'in min ha'dalios. Ideally, you shouldn't bring, get the wine from grapes that grew. How we see wine growing today, dalios means something like trellis. The idea is simply, like, you know, sticks and poles. You have like the sticks, then you have like the wire between the two, and the grapevine grows along that wire, or similar kinds of things. If you drape it over, you know, like a, some sort of like a gazebo or something, that's dalios. That's not ideal because the grapes are far from the ground, therefore there's less nutrients getting to them, says the Mishnah. The idea is elemin haroglios. You should get it from roglios. Roglios literally means grapes that are on the ground, like by your raglion, by your feet. The idea is that's how nature intended it, so to speak. You don't have any artificial scaffolding to let the vines grow. The vines are sitting on the ground and close to the ground, getting nutrients from the ground, ideally. That's the ideal, says the Mishnah. Umin ha'kramim ha'avudim. And it should come from vineyards that were tended. What does that mean, that they were tended, they were worked? That twice a year they would dig around the base of each of the vines so that, like, you know, water and nutrients could get inside, you know, deeper into the ground, and to nourish the vines, they could produce, you know, delicious, full grapes. That's the ideal, again, b'dieved, if you don't work the field or you don't get it from Broglios, the ground growing grapes is still kosher b'dieved.